KGMI Consumer News.
If you're looking at traveling or maybe compiling your travel bucket list, it may include some wonders of the world, and you're certainly not alone if that's on your list. CBS's Wendy Gillette has a ranking of the most Googled ancient and natural wonders.
Mount Everest is the most popular wonder of the world when analyzing U.S. search data, according to the travel company Rustic Pathways. January is the most popular time for searches. Aurora Borealis ranks number 2, peaking in March and October. Rounding out the top 5, the Hanging Gardens of Babylon, which has no traces that have been found, Victoria Falls in southern Africa, and the Grand Canyon. Others in the top 10 include the Great Barrier Reef in Australia and the Great Pyramid of Giza. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
I imagine when she's talking about the Aurora Borealis, the Northern Lights, if you will, she means going to Iceland or some other Arctic or Scandinavian country to get a better view of them. Sometimes we do get those views here in our neck of the woods, right?
Sometimes, yeah. We have the right conditions indeed, but I think you got to head up to Iceland or somewhere like that to really get a good view of them, you know?
Mayhaps Alaska as well.
Yeah. These wonders make a good idea, chance for you to plan out a trip for sure. You've ever seen any of the wonders of the world? You
know? I can't say offhand. I mean, I have my own personal idea of what I consider a wonder of the world, but nothing Googleable, I should say.
I have been to the Great Pyramids of Giza myself, and that's awesome. Very, very cool spot, of course. Also, I think Katz's Delicatessen on Houston Street there in Manhattan should be on this list of wonders of the world, don't you?
Oh, man. There's so many places in New York City alone that would make that list.
This is certainly subjective, right?
Of course. We can figure that all out later on down the line. If your travels are taking you to Europe, though, maybe you've got a different set of criteria for places you want to head on out to. And it might rely on your five senses in some way. CBS's Stacey Lynn explains.
When you travel all around the world, certain places just smell different. And now a UK company called Hape sniffed out the best of the best in Europe. They gave a smell score to 30 major cities based on some obvious things like cleanliness, but also the number of bakeries, florists, and perfume shops. And even though Athens is one of the oldest capitals in the world, it didn't come out stinky. In fact, it scored an 8.3 out of 10, making it the best-smelling city in Europe. Paris came in second with the scent of fresh baked baguettes wafting through the air. And because it's so clean, Zurich, Switzerland landed the number 3 spot. Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
Certainly wouldn't have picked Athens out of the top 3, but the more you know, now you know. You can go plan your vacation over to Greece. But I wonder what would happen if they did a similar study here in the U.S. That's not really something I've thought about, the sense of cities and which are my favorites.
Well, what's your favorite best-smelling city in America, Donna?
I have to think about that. I did have to give that a think about. I don't know about favorite, but I can give you most iconic, and sure. It's the smell of Cheerios from the General Mills factory in Buffalo. If you go to downtown and you walk along Riverside or out the Outer Harbor, sometimes on a good day, the General Mills factory is whipping up a fresh batch of Cheerios, and the whole city smells like a bowl of breakfast cereal.
I'm going to have to go with Santa Fe, New Mexico. They're always roasting those spicy, smoky chilies. You can smell that in the summertime. And in the wintertime, they burn those pinon pine trees, the wood from those pinon trees, and they have this like sweet, woody, almost incense smell to them. Plus, as Santa Fe is up in the high desert, up near the mountains there in northern New Mexico, and on a beautiful sunny day, you can almost smell the sunshine.
I've got to get my nose out a little bit more off into a couple more parts of this country.
Yeah. I think we all do.
Do our own little research. We've got sports on the way in just a moment.